The Microsoft Corporation will pay its shareholders a one-time dividend worth $32 billion. The software company sits on a cash stockpile worth about $60 billion and has been under pressure to do something with all that money. To learn what Microsoft's decision means for investors and for its biggest shareholder, company chairman Bill Gates, NPR's Uri Berliner joins me now. Good morning.
Hello, Renee.
So there are three parts to the Microsoft move: the one-time dividend, a stock buyback, and the doubling of the regular dividend.
That's true, yes. And what it's doing is it's going to pay out $32 billion one time to shareholders by the end of the year. That comes out to $3 per share for each share of Microsoft stock. That'll put about $9 billion in the hands of ordinary investors, and a lot more money in the hands of institutional investors and Microsoft executives.
Why does Microsoft have so much cash on hand?
Well, I mean, the main reason is the Windows operating system. It's in tens of millions of computers around the world, and it's a cash cow for this company, and over the years, it's made them phenomenally rich.
So what does this mean that it's it used to be a hot tech stock, now is Microsoft a sort of safe collect your dividend stock like the old AT&T?
Well, I mean, this is a pivotal turning point for Microsoft. It has been a growth company, which means its share price appreciated terrifically over the early years of the company's success. It's the kind of company that people just put money in and saw it grow fast. Over the last 5 or 6 years, the stock has been essentially flat, even though the company has continued to make a lot of money. And that's sort of changed the basic philosophy around Microsoft. It's a mature company now. It has to deliver to shareholders. Shareholders are more demanding. So one thing that they're doing is trying this to introduce dividends and make this big one-time dividend payment.
These dividends will be taxed at a lower rate than they would have last year, right?
Well, that's right. Dividends now are taxed at a top rate of 15%. That's down from the top rate of 35%. Dividends used to be taxed as income, and for top-tier tax payers, they were taxed at 35%. So that's a significant difference. It was passed last year, and the philosophy was to encourage people to invest in stocks, to have stocks make more predictable payments through dividends rather than just wait and see whether the share price appreciates.
You said that $9 billion will be put in the hands of ordinary investors. How does that work out? I mean, does each person get much from this? And then what about Bill Gates, who must get a lot?
Well, it depends how much Microsoft stock you have. If you're a big institutional shareholder and you've got hundreds of millions of dollars in Microsoft stock, just do the math, and you're going to come out pretty well. If you've got a little bit in your 401k, it'll be a little bump. So it really depends on how many shares you have. For Bill Gates, it's not bad. It's around $3 billion. He's indicated, however, that he's going to contribute all this money to his charitable foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So that's what he'll be doing with his chunk of this dividend payout.
Thanks very much, NPR's Uri Berliner.